is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Got a positive court decision to tell you about. These are rare, but they do happen, and we do like to tell you about them when they occur, like good news when it's out there. We'll give you that here in a little bit. Plus, Mark, you've got a story that you mentioned the other night. We never had a chance to get to it. Something about stopping a police bullet, $500 fine. I'm confused. I don't know what it is. So we'll find out more about that. But, of course, your calls come first. So let's start out with Jason in Colorado on the Amp Lines. Hello, Jason.
Hello, gentlemen. I'd like to talk about bonds tonight. Over the last couple of nights, I've been calling about economics, and I ended on stocks yesterday. I'd like to talk about how many old people are investing in bonds, or a lot of their retirement portfolio are bonds.
Now, what is a bond? A bond is some sort of government thing, right?
No.
It can be both government and it can be corporate. Mm. It's just basically a loan. Basically, you give them money and they give you interest every year. And then at the very end of the term, they give you all your principal back, which is the money you originally loaned them. And in that whole time, you hope that they don't go belly up and they pay you.
Yeah, so in some circles, they're known as certificates of confiscation.
So is it different from a CD in that you get paid interest every year as opposed to a CD where you don't get anything until the very end?
You know, I don't actually know the whole. I've never actually owned a CD. I think CDs are definitely shorter term usually.
Mm-hmm. How long does a bond go for?
Bonds go anywhere from short term to typically 30 years is usually the max.
A bond is the opposite of sort of a bank. A bank is an institution that loans money to a bunch of individuals, mm-hmm. whereas a bond is an institution that asks, essentially puts up this offer for a loan to a bunch of individuals who sort of pool their, you know, who not really pool their money, but they all individually buy a piece of this loan and then mm-hmm. they get paid back on the interest. So I say, I want $100 million and I'm willing to pay 7.5% over 10 years. And then, you know, that
so there
says,
is a guarantee.
Oh, I got $1,000. I'll throw in on that and that kind of thing.
So there's a guaranteed rate as long as they stay in business.
That's the intent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, like what Mark was just saying, is it is someone that needs the money, a la a government in this case, or a corporation. BP would be floating bonds in order to, you know, exist. They need to probably get some money from people that are willing to lend. And also in Greece, all the rioting was over the rates of the Greek bonds. Obviously, if the government of Greece is not able to make payments barely on the existing bonds that they had, then as they ruin their economy with high taxation, they're even less likely to be able to pay off new bonds. And that's why the rates on Greek bonds went upwards of 10%. So I would like to just tell everybody why I think bonds are going to be a loser in the next couple decades, because you're going to get your interest that is specified in the terms of the bond, like Mark just said, 7% each year over 10 years. But that you're hoping and praying that you don't get inflation, because they don't adjust the payments to you based on how much the CPI or any other inflation index goes up.
Sure.
You get the money that they promised you, whether it buys anything or not. That's your problem. So
right.
I think that, as I've discussed,
well,
most,
I mean, what
nights,
investments do adjust for inflation besides gold and silver?
Not too many.
Right.
Not
okay.
too many at all. And so what, when you choose to become a bond investor, and this is a lot of older Americans have bonds. Younger guys like us don't typically have bonds in our portfolios. But and this is why people are going to get really wiped out, because a lot of the oldsters right now have a bunch of bonds, and when the inflation happens, that is we've been talking about the last couple nights, these people are going to get killed, because their bonds, they're going to be returning interest and it's not going to be buying anything. So that's the first big problem with the bond market. Rates have nowhere to go but up, because, you know, the Fed is pushing rates down.
They have been for some time.
Now, wait, when you say rates, what rates are you talking about?
Interest rates.
The interest rates. There's many rates, but yes, interest rates.
Well, if businesses are having a problem, why would they? Why would rates go up? I guess I'm confused as to, like, why would they be paying out more interest?
Well, you're talking about corporate bonds, and you have to distinguish between corporate bonds and government bonds. A lot of senior citizens buy government bonds because they're perceived, and they've been perceived for some time as being safe, and they're not paying attention to the change in climate right now.
Well, right, the government can always steal, so it'll always pay out.
Well, true, true. But in the past, they have been relatively safe, but there is a big change in climate going on where a lot of governments are poised to go broke, and the only way they can get out is either to inflate or default.
And that's where Jason is explaining the problem will come in when the money supply is inflated, then the bond payments will become worthless.
Or worth far less than they should be. They won't. The money won't buy anything. So, for example, if you buy a municipal bond, many states have tax-free status for those, so anything you make is tax-free. Years ago, my grandfather used to buy them because he could make a nice income every year and not have to pay state taxes on it.
Okay, so I'm still confused about the rates, though. I mean, if what you're saying is that over time, these people that they have these bonds, the government people are paying out on them, or the corporate people are paying out on them, and then over time, the money supply is inflated, thereby whatever they're paying is, you know, not worth as much as it used to be. Why would the government increase the rates they're promising people? Is it just to sell more bonds? Is that the intent behind the increase of the rate?
Right, because, Ian, people that have money to spend or to invest in bonds, as the government spends more and has a, you know, gigantic trillion-dollar deficits year after year, their ability to make the current bond payments plus new bond payments becomes suspect. Therefore, they become riskier. It's riskier to give your money to them because mm-hmm. your likelihood of getting stiffed is increased. So in order to entice people to give them money, they have to basically the rates have to go up to attract people to give the money to them.
And now, if the rates go up, that means they have to pay more out, which means they have to inflate the money supply more, et cetera, and so on.
Yeah, and I am kind of jumping back and forth between corporate and government bonds. The other part of corporate bonds that Wayne didn't mention there is that a corporate bond, once it exists, it can usually be called back in so that if we do get a deflationary environment, which I don't think we're going to get anytime soon, but basically your bond actually appreciates if the money supply decreases and you're getting paid the same amount of money, dollar value, but that bond actually is putting – you're gaining purchasing power.
Yeah.
So that bond actually becomes more expensive to the people who's paying it back, BP or the government. BP usually has a little clause in the bond contract that says – we can always call the loan back in and pay you off. And basically they get to basically nullify, but they basically get to close the bond out early so it doesn't cost them as much.
So that's you would get your principal. So you would get whatever interest payments you've already received plus the principal and that'd be it.
Right. But if you're a person that has a portfolio of bonds, all of a sudden you have a bunch of bonds basically get canceled out. And now you've got to go back into the market. And now you're going to have your bonds are either going to sell for less. You're basically going to lose out because they're going to take your sweet, sweet deal away from you by basically canceling out the bond.
Well, if they do that, at least you're getting your principal back, right? I mean, because then you can take that and put it in something else.
Right. But I guess what I'm trying to say is if the macroeconomics turns so where the money supply deflates, bond holders don't get to sit there and let those wins, those good choices they made, they are going to get stopped out early and they're not going to get the full, you know, you can't run with the money.
Yeah, I'd never really known that. This is great. I've never really known much about bonds. I always heard about them. I didn't know what the hell they were. So now I get it.
Now, but one last thing. So with the Treasury bonds, those are not what they call callable. They're not the kinds, like when you buy a 30-year government Treasury bond, you don't have the government's not going to call that back in,
mm-hmm.
but they can always change the rules. Just like I've been warning people about retirement accounts, they can change the rules on you, and they can say, "Hey, the government, the budget is so bad, we're not going to pay interest." They could just do that on a whim, and
absolutely,
you'd be screwed.
You'd be SOL. And thank you, Jason, for the expertise. You need like your own website. You have a blog or something like that you can plug?
No, I'm in the process of starting that. I'm talking to Mark about that stuff.
Cool, right on. Well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Wayne's just sitting here nodding the whole time. It's apparently,
I agree. I agree with him.
All right, so more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. We'll talk about the cops and a positive court decision, plus your calls about anything. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea.
The testimonials are incredible!
And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right. So, Mark, tell us about the police.
Wait,
no,
I'm
not
going
to talk about that. Oh, yeah, Wayne has something.
Wayne wanted to talk about bonds, but briefly.
Yeah, Rick, I just wanted to wrap it up really quickly, but I wanted to give an example of the corporate bond issue, and that is that a lot of people have been buying bonds in the past historically because of their safety, and now with corporate bonds, if you're a bondholder of that company and the company goes bankrupt, the bondholders get paid off first. Before the stockholders, before a lot of people. And the GM bailout actually broke precedent. It broke about 150 years of contract law to bail out other people before the bondholders, which also creates a lot of uncertainty in the marketplace. So, again, we
So will you get paid or not?
Exactly. Will you get paid or not? And there's a lot of debate right now between the inflationists and the deflationists. And you know, if you look throughout history, when there's been a hyperinflation, it's been in a response, a government response to deflation. So deflation will start to set in, and then the central planners freak out, and they start printing a whole bunch of money to prevent the deflation, because when deflation happens, they lose control of the economy. So that's something to really watch out for now. Any kind of really mass stimulus plan is going to cause, or is likely to cause, a lot of inflation. Right now, we want to have a liquidation of debt, bad debt, and things like that, and they're preventing it from happening. They're propping prices up artificially, which is just a temporary fix. But in the end, they all want to fall, and this, the forces down get so strong that that's usually what prompts a hyperinflation. Hyperinflation doesn't happen on its own; it happens from central economic planning.
Well, yeah, we had this gentleman calling in throughout the last several days, Jason. Who's been, I think, really doing a great job of explaining all several different economic issues. And one of the ones that he really pointed out that really struck me as huge is this unfunded, or not unfunded, but this trillion-plus dollar amount of money that the banks are just sitting on. They got from the bailout, and they're just sitting on it. So that's going to have to come out at some point. And when it does, he predicts it's going to be significant inflation.
Well, some of it went down a black hole from all the derivative losses. So some of these big institutions that had made these derivatives bets were being bailed out also. So some of the money's just gone down a black hole and into a few people's hands. It's hard to say where it exactly went, but the next 2 years or so are going to be really, really interesting.
Well, that's something you can pretty much always say. So we got a story brought to you by copblock.org tonight, Mark, and it's from William Norman Grigg at Lou Rockwell.
Yeah, it's at the Lou Rockwell RLC blog. So it's a find. $500 for obstructing a police bullet. Michael Housley of Arnold, Maryland, had his hands full dealing with his wife's health crisis when the police materialized on his doorstep last July 12th. And this was actually written right at the same time, so I guess it had been a year before. Earlier that day, Housley's wife, Leah, had been taken to the hospital for a mental evaluation. When she left without being discharged, a nurse called the police and asked them to do a safety check. This wasn't even, they weren't even called by the individual. It was called by this, you know, sort of pseudo-authority, a nurse.
These don't go well.
Yeah, a request that is rapidly becoming the leading cause of preventable death.
Mm-hmm.
Housley refused to let the police see his wife and ordered them to leave.
Reasonable. Look, we don't need your help. Thanks for your services, but we're not interested.
This is private property, and you're not welcome. Right. This should have ended the matter. It didn't, of
course. Well, wait a minute. They're his servants. What are you talking about?
Officer Doyle Holquist tried to detain Housley. That is, the uninvited armed stranger criminally assaulted the worried husband and attempted to kidnap him. Housley broke free and ran into his house, locked the door behind him, and called 911.
Wow. That's going to help.
Perhaps in the desperate hope of casting out Beelzebub with Beelzebub's powers. When Holquist and his comrades contacted their supervisors, they received conflicting instructions. One of their supervisors advised them not to force their way into the home. The second told the officers that they could break down the door. Nobody gets any extra credit for correctly guessing which of the instructions the officers chose to follow.
Oh boy.
Once the police had demolished the door, Officer Holquist escalated the matter further, adding,
"Time to get the battering ram out."
We just knocked down a door. Adding aggravated assault to criminal trespass by dousing Housley with pepper spray. One of Holquist's homies, Corporal Jeffrey Bauer, attempted to subdue Housley, who bear hugged his assailant. Bear hugging isn't generally a dangerous activity, okay? I mean, like, it might be somewhat uncomfortable, but I don't know. Anyway, I mean, it's not like punching. No. Bauer's response was to assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, wait, he did the bear hug after he'd already been attacked.
He was, pepper sprayed.
Right.
He shot the besieged man twice with his portable electroshock torture device. Confronted with three armed, violent intruders who had repeatedly assaulted him, Holquist staged a desperate counterattack by grabbing a wooden chair and swinging it at Bauer, who, recall, had just attacked him with a lethal weapon. Holquist drew his firearm and shot Housley in the neck.
Mm.
For several days, for a chair. I mean, you might think the guy pulls a gun. Certainly, you're talking about guns for guns, but he had a
officer
chair.
Safety, Mark. Officer safety. It's all completely legal.
This would be the time to employ the taser, if of course everything else had
which they already did, right?
But this is what the taser's for, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shooting a guy, because the taser isn't like what you carry, this little shock device you
unable...
touch them with. It's like a little gun that shoots these little barbs. So shoot him with the taser, and but don't worry,
how are they unable to subdue him after shooting him twice with the taser?
I don't know.
That's very unusual.
He was probably really upset about the pepper spray.
Yeah.
For several days after the shooting, Housley was in critical condition. During that time, Leah Housley, the supposed beneficiary of the police intervention, wasn't permitted to see her husband, whom she correctly described as the victim of criminal justice.
Yeah.
And on June 3rd, a jury acquitted Housley of two counts of second-degree assault on a police officer, one count of resisting arrest, and one count of reckless endangerment.
Wow. They acquitted him on all counts.
He was found guilty of two counts of obstructing a police officer, the first presumably for absorbing Bauer's taser strikes, and the second for allowing his neck to impede the path of Holquist's bullet. In what he thought was a gesture of quasi-divine clemency, Judge Philip T. Karum fined Housley $500 and offered to expunge the guilty verdicts after a brief term of probation. To his credit, Housley, who had several reconstructive surgeries in his jaw and mouth, will have to endure several more, refused the deal in order to appeal the verdicts. Hmm. Assistant State Attorney Thomas Mitchell was also dissatisfied with the sentence, insisting that Housley's actions, like those of any other mundane seeking to protect his home and family from unwanted police violence, rose to the level of criminal conduct.
Wow.
That's the article. Can you believe? I mean, it's stunning when you get to hear these articles day in and day out. Look, I know that I understand why people believe that we need police officers to protect us from things like this, but it seems like more and protect us from the criminal element out
protect
there.
Protect you from a guy that wanted him to go
like
away.
It seems like more and more you're dealing with cops that you need protection from, mm-hmm. not that are out there protecting you.
Yeah. Well, that's the difference between a police officer, or a peace officer rather, and a thug.
Absolutely, and you never know which one you're going to get when they pull you over on the side of the road. You don't know if you've got a rogue officer, some sort of badge heavy that's got a real addiction to adrenaline and jacking people up, or if you get somebody that's, Mr. Friendly. It's like a crapshoot.
The bad ones make the good ones look bad.
And your life is on the line with these guys. They have no responsibility for their actions. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on the site for free, including the listening options. We've got live streams, both broadband and dial-up flavors. We've got our webcam. We also have the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance, listen around the clock, plus our brand-new satellite channel. It's all available for you. Listen.freetalklive.com. Now, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? Well, it's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything. Otherwise, big news out of an appeals court. And it's good news for those of us here in the radio business. The FMQB reporting, FMQB.com, a U.S. Federal Court of Appeals has struck down the FCC's controversial policy on indecency enforcement. According to multiple reports, the U.S. Second Circuit Court of Appeals has declared that the FCC's ability to punish broadcasters for fleeting expletives is unconstitutionally vague. A panel of three judges in New York agreed with major broadcasters such as NBC and Fox that the FCC's rulings had been unfair and a First Amendment violation. The judges said the commission's policy had been creating a chilling effect that goes far beyond the fleeting expletives at issue here. Now, the reason why they're talking about this here is you may recall, you remember the Janet Jackson Super Bowl incident?
Yeah, the wardrobe malfunction?
Yes.
I missed it, too.
Well, I doubt you missed much.
It was the briefest of flashes.
Yeah, from what I understand, that was the case. So that happened, though, and it led to, and of course, it was also Cher, I think, saying F something or other at
Bono,
an award ceremony. Bono said F something or other.
Yeah, somebody else.
Nicole Richie said F something or other. So some celebrities.
People do say that word. I mean, I'm
sure they do.
I've said it myself. I think I said it last night's podcast when I was trying to be hyperbolic to some extent.
You may have. And so, right, in the real world, that's what happens. And when you're at a live event and you're broadcasting live, sometimes somebody forgets to hit the dump button. And it goes out over the airwaves. And so as a result of that, the FCC came in, and they came down with something like multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. I think the maximum fine is, or minimum fine, is something like $300,000. They raised it over the last several years.
The maximum fine is $300,000.
Maybe you're right about that, but they raised it. Normally they go for the maximum for big broadcasters.
Big broadcasters, and you know, it's one thing to go after the big broadcasters. Nobody feels bad if WCBS or whatever gets hit with a big old fine. $300,000 is probably what a 30-second ad goes for them. But the problem is when they go after little broadcasters with a smaller fine that they seem, because they don't really have the perspective. A $10,000 fine for a little broadcaster on a little radio station for a fleeting expletive?
That could put them out of business.
It will absolutely do that.
I mean, all depending. It all depends. And I don't know what kind of history the FCC has with going easy on their fines. I'm not sure about that. And like you say, Mark, they don't know. They're not in touch with the marketplace, so they don't realize how devastating these things can be. And, again, they're just accidents. It's not like somebody's getting on the air and saying F this and F that on purpose. It's just a mistake. Somebody gets a little too passionate, drops an F-bomb on the phone line, or, you know, some Hollywood star says something that they probably shouldn't have. Those kinds of things.
Right. It's not like they're employees of the station. You know, it's one thing if the host says it. It's another thing entirely if a caller or something says it. Really? You want to fine Free Talk Live's 70, 80 radio affiliates because one person got on and said something and somebody couldn't get to the dump button fast enough?
Yeah, and that's what the old policy was, and
briefly,
that's why
it wasn't even that old. I mean, it was only
former policy was the court here. This is appeals court, Second Circuit Court of Appeals has unanimously decided that the FCC had gone too far. They've created a chilling effect that goes far beyond the fleeting expletives at issue. In the ruling, the judges granted the network's petition to review and vacate the FCC's order and the indecency policy underlying it. The next potential step for the FCC's indecency policy could be a review by the Supreme Court. So the FCC could take this up the line.
They might as well.
Well, I don't know. On the other hand, Mark, that no broadcaster, I don't know if they mentioned this in this version of the story, but I've been reading the different industry publications about this particular issue, and no broadcaster has ever pushed a free speech issue like this with the FCC to the Supreme Court. And in this case, it would be the FCC's choice to continue on. The appeals court has said, okay, we're smacking down your policy here. This is you're out of line. Naughty FCC. And it would be the FCC's choice to appeal at this point. So if they choose to appeal to the Supreme Court, or I guess they can go to the full appeals court and then the Supreme Court, because this is just a panel on the appeals court. But either way, if they choose to go up the line, it will be the very first time, as I understand it, that, or at least in a long time, in decades, maybe since the George Carlin thing, I think it was Pacifica, I think that went to the Supreme
Pacifica
Court.
Case, and I believe that was in the 60s.
Yeah.
And that's the one, essentially, where it all came down.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say the FCC wasn't even involved in regulating content up until that point. Broadcasters did it on their own, which means the I Love Lucy show or, you know, Dick Van Dyke or whatever, when they'd say that she was in a family way instead of pregnant. Broadcasters did that on their own.
That's right.
They self-regulated. That wasn't even the FCC. I had no idea until I started reading this that was the case, but that's the case.
You know, Lucy and Ricky used to sleep in separate beds on the I Love Lucy show. Remember that?
Right. Now, I'd love to talk about that briefly. I mean, the idea is that, well, these people don't have sex, but what a disturbing thing to portray to the kids of America is that normal people don't sleep in beds together. Normal mommies and daddies don't sleep in the same bed. What? How bizarre is that? Yeah. Normal mommies and daddies sleep in the same bed. They have a healthy sex life, and that's what it's the foundation and the cornerstone to some extent of their relationship.
Yeah, mommy and daddy don't have sex, but your little sister came from a stork.
It's weird. I mean, this is what you want to tell kids?
Yeah. You know, this whole thing about the F-bomb and all these different words. It's done in bad taste in most cases. In fact, some would argue in all cases. But to come down on somebody for bad taste when you got, you know, over a million Iraqis dead in the last 8 mm-hmm. years, I mean, there's a lot of things that are far worse in this world than saying the F-bomb on the radio.
Yeah, and you know, those things they can do.
Yes.
So Fox has released a statement on the ruling saying that we're extremely pleased with the decision handed down today by the Second Circuit. We've always felt that the government's position on fleeting expletives was unconstitutional. While we will continue to strive to eliminate expletives from live broadcasts, the inherent challenges broadcasters face with live television, coupled with the human element required for monitoring, must allow for the unfortunate isolated instances where inappropriate language slips through.
So this is what I'm wondering is what quality. Now you've got this fleeting expletive, you know, somebody can give a fleeting expletive and everybody's not going to lose their job, which, by the way, has happened. It absolutely has happened. People have been, stations have been fined. People have lost their jobs. It's that insanity.
The clear channel policy is when in doubt, leave it out.
Right.
And if you don't, then you lose your job.
And that's the chilling aspect that they were talking about.
Yeah.
If in doubt, leave it out. That's absolutely chilling on what conversation
would
be about.
What can you say?
The question is, you know,
there's nothing specific.
What happened? Left out.
Well, right. The FCC, that policy combined with the FCC's policy of this nebulous description of what indecency and obscenity is, makes it so you really have no idea where the lines are. There are no lines. The FCC has never drawn any line saying you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't say that.
Right.
The policy is something to the effect of if, in the you know view of the community standards, you violated those community standards, but I don't have it in front of me right now. It's just this really nebulous thing.
It's about community standards, but we've talked about this off air. You know, do we want to do this story on circumcision or something like that? We've talked about this, and the fact is, on Free Talk Live, we won't not address important issues like that. But, you know, I mean, how many broadcasters out there that work directly for Clear Channel rather mm-hmm. than having a few of the stations like we do have said, well, you know, we're just not going to talk about this. And that's
right.
The chilling effect. Radio is supposed to be about free speech, and it's not because the government's involved.
Yeah, that's true.
And the government that's there to protect free speech. Do you see a problem here, Mr. and Mrs. America?
And so, the marketplace usually takes care of these things better than the government does.
You know, as you pointed out, prior to the FCC being involved, the marketplace was taking care of it. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But you talk about getting rid of the FCC, and people start to flip out. Some people do. And it's not necessary. And there are interesting ways the marketplace can handle it. So I'd like to talk about a few of them coming up here. You can also bring up anything.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue, at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. Our website, freetalklive.com. You want to help support the show? Do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com.
If your weight just keeps on increasing and your belt size just keeps going up, and you know you just can't figure out how you're going to fit the time in for exercise, and you don't have any plans on changing your diet, there's a product that might be able to help you. It's helped me. It's called LumaThin Plus. You can get it at lumathinplus.com. It isn't the kind of product that gives you the jitters. When you take it, you just take these capsules twice a day. You take one or two depending on what kind of dosage you need of this product. It's the product's actually called Caraluma. It is a cactus from India that suppresses hunger. There's real science right there on the page. You can go to lumathinplus.com, check out the science. Order the pills. There's a summer special going on where you can order 3 months and get a fourth one free at lumathinplus.com. It's great. I take it all the time. Lumathinplus.com.
So the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Just a few more thoughts on the FCC, because while there has been a positive court decision in this case, and I do like to bring good news to the table when it's possible, while there has been a positive court decision, it doesn't really mean a whole lot in the scheme of things. As far as there are some real problems with the radio business, and this doesn't really address anything core. This just addresses one of the many issues that the FCC has created with its enforcement policies. And essentially now, for those that are just tuning in, radio stations no longer have to live in abject fear of every single word that might come out of a morning show host's mouth or something like that when they get a little bit racy, or when a caller accidentally drops an F-bomb or something like that. Something unexpected happens. And they don't hit the dump box, or they don't have a dump box, or whatever. They don't have to worry about that anymore. So that's good. You know, from that aspect, it's going to lead to better programming where people are not afraid to take risks, and it'll be good. So it's an improvement, and it's worth mentioning because of that. But the real issue with the FCC, of course, is the FCC and the fact that it exists in the first place. The original purpose behind the FCC was to simply regulate the band, to regulate the spectrum, to subdivide the megahertz and the gigahertz, and to essentially allocate that, what they call a public resource.
Mm-hmm.
That was the purpose behind the FCC. And, of course, with many government programs, the intention seemed good, right?
Right, but then there's mission creep.
Oh, yes, there is. In fact, I wish I had the quote from the current FCC chairman, a guy by the name of Genachowski. He, in one of the industry pieces on this, was quoted as saying, basically, "And we're still doing our job of protecting children and supporting families and something else."
Blah, blah, blah.
Like, it had nothing to do with just regulating the band. The FCC's primary, one of his primary tasks, according to the chairman of the organization, is to protect children. So that's where it's come and gone. That's where it's come from and gone to in the last, I guess almost 100 years now. What was it, the 30s when the FCC was started, I think, something like that? Early 30s, late 20s. I'm not positive on that. Mark's not paying attention anyway. So
I think that's the truth.
Yeah, okay. So what are you doing over there, Mark?
I was reading the Google Wave on how the FSP, the Free State Now program's going.
Maybe you could pay attention to the radio show you're supposed to be doing. That would be really nice.
I'm trying to save the world here, man.
Okay, we're doing fine. So anyway, the FCC created essentially to supposedly regulate the band. So when you end up proposing the end of the FCC, usually that's what people who are somewhat familiar with it will go back to. They're not so concerned about ending the content restrictions as much
because
as they are.
Because they know that stations will regulate themselves as far as content.
For the most part. But in the case of an objection to, well, there'd be no more control over content, there are ways to get around that. And I think one of the best ways that is worth mentioning is, like, the Christian people out there probably wouldn't want their kids to encounter Howard Stern. I would say it's a fair statement to make. I know some Christians would be okay with it, but
I agree with you, but I think that it's this sort of silly, old-fashioned idea that kids are running under the covers with their transistor radio listening to Howard Stern. I mean, does that really sound like America today? Because, I mean, maybe you're talking about 1974. You might be seeing something like that happen, but not today. If your kid wants to listen to Howard Stern, he can probably listen to him live or yesterday's show on the internet, I guess.
Presuming you don't have some sort of internet blocking thing that's preventing them from going and doing that. I would imagine that a child blocker on the internet would have Howard Stern's website included in it. That would be my presumption. And so in the event that you have somebody that wants to lock their kids out from certain types of information, technology allows for that. And in the absence of the FCC, technology like that can be implemented and developed in a much faster way. So, for instance, there's this new technology, it's actually from the mid-90s, called HD radio, where there are a handful of radio stations in every market that have gone into, HD. It doesn't stand for high definition. It stands for hybrid digital. So it's not actually higher definition than analog. It's kind of like it's basically marketing, essentially. And the thing with HD radio is, it's a neat idea to transfer from analog to digital radio, but unfortunately, because the FCC was in charge of selecting the king here, being the kingmaker, there were a couple different, I think, when they were looking at the specs of the different proposals that were put on the table for the FCC to approve, they went with one of them. And so there was no market competition. There was...
Right.
A little competition
right.
by some people
some
who were lobbying.
Just made the decision.
Right. They were lobbying the FCC. And so as a result of that, the radio industry has been hobbled with this HD radio that is, for the most part, it's pretty crappy. I mean, it's much crappier than it could have been. It could have been much better. And, of course, had the market been allowed to actually operate, we could have had competing technologies, in the same way that we had VHS and beta or Blu-ray and HD DVD. And then the market would have decided eventually which way things went. But no, the FCC had to be the decision maker and they had to anoint someone. And so that's what they did. And of course, because they've essentially created a monopoly provider for digital radio, they took their sweet time coming out with it. Radios didn't start coming out until the early portion of this decade, and they weren't coming out in any significant manner, and they were extremely expensive because the company that's making these radios is charging. It's charging the manufacturers a significant amount of money for the chips, in order to put them in the radios. So the manufacturer has to take a jump into, like, you know, this pool of HD radio that they don't even know if anybody's going to buy these radios. And the company that makes the technology that has this monopoly isn't making it easy for them. And
right.
They're certainly not making it easy for the radio stations who have to pay thousands of tens of thousands of dollars just to get the license to run in HD. It's not from the FCC. It's from the monopoly company that's selling the transmitter
it's
modifications.
Crazy.
It's like the whole thing is a huge scam. And I've got my HD radio. I mean, I'm a radio geek, right? So I
you
play
might
with this
be the,
stuff.
I'm one of three people in this metro. Very few people have these.
It's probably me, the general manager of the local radio station, and the engineer of the local radio station that has this. Because so it's just one example, right, of how the FCC is hobbling this radio in the radio industry. So in the absence of the FCC, the marketplace could come up with all kinds of technological breakthroughs that would allow each interest group to get exactly what they wanted. So
right.
Like the religious nutters that really want to keep their kids from any kind of outside communications would be able to have their own little band where they have religious radio stations, and
right.
That's all that's
they
there.
May very well segment the band from 108 to 109 FM for religious programming only, or 108 to 110, which currently aren't on the FM band. They may segment the band in that way and then sell Jesus radios. They'd be in the shape of Virgin Mary's or Christ with his with his arms outstretched. You'd have speakers in each hand, little iPod speakers, little round ones. It'd be awesome.
And there'd be car radios.
They would only access that particular band, and then people would be, they'd segment to there.
And that's exactly how it would work, and you can see it working with the satellite technology. We've talked about how Free Talk Live is now up on KU Band Satellite. They've got this free-to-air satellite channel that LRN.FM is airing on, so Free Talk Live, therefore, is airing on it as well. And there are a whole bunch of these Christian channels up there. There's Christian television and Christian radio channels up there. And basically the way they do it is they market these receivers that are essentially designed to, hey, you can get all these Christian channels and you don't have to pay for, you know, this HBO or the TNT or whatever the secular channels you'd find on your local cable service. You can just get all these Christian channels. And so when I was buying the space on the same satellite that a lot of these Christian channels are on, I didn't really want to be on a transponder that had a lot of those channels. Because I didn't want to be necessarily associated with that neighborhood of content. Not that I would have a problem with Christians finding this station. They will find it anyway. But nonetheless, this just shows you how the marketplace can allocate itself. Hour 2 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.